Shmaitzah Shir, synopsizing Shmaitzah Zion. I don't remember where we're up to really. Dalit? Are we up to Dalit? That's what I think also. Okay. We're not going to learn next week between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. And I hope to be here tomorrow night. It's Hashem. I plan on being here tomorrow night. And Thursday night, because I plan on being here a whole day, I don't know if I'll last till tonight. But maybe I will, Mitzvah Hashem. The healing is, Baruch Hashem, progressing at a good clip. Baruch Hashem.
So, is decreasing?
The pain is decreasing. The healing is increasing. And still, okay, I mean, very aggressive refuah, but Baruch Hashem, Hashem sent me the right shliach when it was time for him. When he decided that it's time to be Misrapi. So he sent me the right shliach. When it heals fully, the story of how I got to this doctor is such an amazing Hashkocha Prata story. Nachman Zeltzer might write it in his next book. It's such an amazing, amazing, amazing story. How, I don't want to say it now. It's a story. It's such Hashkocha Prata. So many things had to happen to get to this doctor. It's an unbelievable story. It's an unbelievable Hashkocha Prata story. I'm waiting till it heals fully. But he was the shliach. He was the right doctor. I mean, I kept saying it's not a question of finding the right doctor. It's a question of Hashem deciding to shine sight. Okay, Baruch Hashem.
By Yom Kippur, that should be...
He says I can go to the mikveh of Yom Kippur. I can already go, he says. Uh-huh. Which I'm not going to do. I don't plan on doing it. I'm too scared. Because, you know what goes on in Yom Kippur. Even if I can go at 6 in the morning, I can be the first one there.
You could hurt other people from your foot?
No, I
you know. I know, so you can't hurt other people.
No.
It's not contagious.
There's no contagion. It's not infected.
I don't know what you... What
it's not infected, and it's not... There's nothing there that's contagious. It's...
You're afraid of getting hurt from other people.
Yeah, yeah. I can really go at 6 in the morning. Because they change the waters every night in the Mikdash. So I can really be the first one. But you're never the first one. You're always the third one. I'm not going to go. I'm too scared.
It's the middle of your Nate's room.
6 o'clock?
Yes.
Oh, no, my friend. Nate's these days is 6:33. Yeah, okay.
If I went to mikvah in Uman once, 4,000 people went to that mikvah, and I survived it, you can go to mikvah out of Yom Kippur.
You didn't have a wound in your foot.
4,000 people. It was soup. It was soup. Okay, I'm not exaggerating, so I'm just saying. Who knows what was going on in that mikvah?
Such holy Jews. Come on.
4,000 people in a mikvah the size of from here to here, okay?
At the same time.
So Shmaitzah Zion Perek Dalid, and right there are five women who don't like each other, to put it mildly, and therefore they're not Neman to be mayed for a woman that her husband died. They're pushing afraid that they want to mess her up. Okay, that they're saying Sheker to mess her up. Now the Mishnah Melech is Mesupik. Do we mamish not believe them and she's a regular Eishes Ish? Or we just don't believe them to be Mekil, but it's a Sofek. In other words, let's say she's Niskadesh to someone, she might still need a get from the person she was Niskadesh to. Because maybe it is true that her husband died. So that's what the Mishnah Melech claims, declares. He says it's Tali Namachlekes Rambam and Ravid, if she's a Bas Yisrael, Hanesua Lekoyen, the Rambam passes like a tarfin that she can keep on eating truma. But since we don't believe these women, so she's still considered totally 100% Me'ah Chuz, married to the Kayan, so she can keep on eating truma. But the Ravid passes like a Be'ah Kiva that she's not allowed to eat truma. In other words, he's chayshish for their edus. So the Mishnah Melech says it's totally in that. If the other guy be Akiva that she can't eat truma, so that means you're chayshish that it might be true. If you're chayshish it might be true, then you suffake. Let's say if she accepted kiddushin from someone, you'd have to be chayshish. It is a good kiddushin. If you're chayshish, maybe it is true.
So truma chukis tonight.
Yeah. That's what he says. The Shmaita doesn't like that. He says, of course he's going to be a Neshus Ish Gemura. Let's not forget that we're dealing with a Dovah Shebereva. So really, Eid Echot shouldn't be believed at all. Now, Chachamim were Mekil, and they decided to believe in Eid Echot, they ate this Misa. It's good. So these ladies, they excluded. But they had no Batsam, like, claim to be believed, because they're only in Eid Echot and a Dovah Shebereva. Right? So that's why it's not a problem. We don't have to... They're not believed. So if they're not believed, they're back to being just an Eid Echot. Makom Erva. So they're not believed. Why does Rabbi Akiva hold that the Tzorah Taka can't eat Truma? That she cannot eat Truma. Why Taka? So he says, so he's trying to suggest, because there, Lagabe Truma, we're not afraid she lied. Because she's not going to be Masada not to eat Truma. That's not the starboard. It's not a very not a big deal.
Well, she's not going to Masada herself.
She's not going to.
Right? The Svari saying here is that she's not going to. She's also messing herself up. She's also claiming her own husband.
Right, she's messing herself up because she can't get married again.
That's a bit of a hat of a shock.
Yeah.
But for that we won't believe it. Right?
So he holds we all.
By Truma we will believe
it. Chayshita, what she says is true.
By Truma.
Right.
But not by Heta Vashuk. Right.
Well, that's a Kula. I'm not going to say a Kula. We're going to only go to Chumra.
Oh, I thought you said the Svara was because she's not going to mess herself up.
She's not going to mess herself up by not being able to get married Truma. just to make that the other one can't eat Truma. Then the Shmaita says we're back to good old contradictory horos that we don't do. Aishnei Shvilin, we do contradictory horos. That's what he says in Shilin. That, he doesn't say it here.
It's
not a horos vaday. So, if it's not a horos vaday, you can't do two, you can't pass on two things that are contradictory. But, otherwise, if we can deal, if it's not a horos vaday, it's only going to a chazaka, so then you could have contradictory horos, each one following chazaka. But to create a vaday, you can't create a vaday contradictory talking.
Yeah, but they're not both vaday. Also here, they're not both vaday. We're going with the chazaka. With the tzar, we would be letting her continue to eat the truma.
I don't know which case. What he's saying now is that
truma.
Since you don't let the Sarah get married, right, so you have to let her eat Truma. No, you can't let her eat Truma.
Since you let the one woman get married, you can't let the other woman eat
right.
Truma.
You can't let the other one eat Truma.
But she was already eating Truma, so you're really just going with the Fazaka with her. You're only doing the Haraz Vadai with the woman that you're letting get married. But Sarah, right? It's only one way. It's only
okay.
One side.
Good point. Apparently that also doesn't work.
Huh?
Then this might suggest Pasha because of the dinner by Echonem and Bisurin. So you could believe so it would be a tzad to believe the Gabe Truma, because the Gabe Yisurin and the Echaz Nemma. Right? So you believe that the husband believe that the husband is dead, the Gabi that she can't eat Truma. So she has an Nemonis. You can't shut her out of her Nemonis that was given to her by the Torah. You can shut her out of the special Nemonis that Rabbanon gave with the Rabbanon. You can't come into a Diyaraisa then. Then he brings down a rap that Eidus Yisurin, even if it has Momin in it, it has moment and it's called Dovah Shebe Moment.
don't split up the eight. That's how Shmaitzer wants to explain with Tarfon. It's not Nemo the Gabi Truma because they never Nemo the Truma. So why doesn't he believe the Gabi the Truma? The answer is because it takes away that it loses its nature of just being Yisur.
So the round says that really it's a Dabi Shiva Mum.
Yeah.
So it needs two. So why does Shmaitzer have to go on to say, and it's a Dabi Shiva Erva? Two. Just stop at the mind. It's the leadership of the mama. And finished. It's not really being mopsied her truma, which is money. I just don't understand why the.
Why is the thing that you're not Nemo? If part of your agency is going to get leadership Arabic, so you're not Nemo even on the Yisurin part of it.
Right. It's already, the Ron says, the favorite part of its mama, which it is, because it's true, it's money, it's true money, it's true. It's money. So why does he even have to get into the fact that it's also a Devashib Erba? That doesn't, it's already, we have to say not Nemo.
If we believe her to deny the woman Truma, then she's like Mopsi her mama.
We're cautious for what she says.
Why don't we call Truma mama?
Why
then,
don't?
When we want, if she wants to mopsy.
It's not mama, it's Yisurin.
Yeah, but she wants to, it's not also mama?
Truma, not the truma we're talking about. We're talking about if she's allowed to eat truma. You're talking about, like, if you, the Shiloh, you have to give the client truma so you can deal with the mama. So how much am I going to be able to. But if she could eat truma, we're not talking about that. We're just talking about this or that of her eating truma.
It's not a good mama.
No. Then bring down the Mishnah Malach that says that the Chomesh Noshim on Nemon to be made Eidus Sota. To say that she's the Nemon to Asra al Baila permanently, and she doesn't drink the waters because the Erechot saying she was Nitma'a. Right? But they can't be Mafsid or the Ksuba. So why is that the case? Why by Eidus Sota she Nemon to Asra al Baila? Says the same thing as before. Look, by Eidus Misa, which is really the Rishon Be'erva, so they echoed Bethim, not Nemon. So then they decided to believe in Eidechot, and they excluded these five women.
Wait, by Sota?
No, by Eidus Misa.
Wait,
he said, Adrab, by Eidus Sota, you learn out from a pasuk that the Eidechot's Nemon. So she's also, so the woman's also Nemo. Even these women are bets of Nemo. So Oyev is not possible in the ages of the Torah.
So
Chomesh Noshim
thing is a Durabon then? So Chomesh Noshim.
He's saying it only works here, it's only going to work here when Be'etzem does not believe. But they decided to believe you, so they withdrew on that decision to believe when it comes to these women. But there you Nemo on the Duraisa level.
The Chomesh Noshim or the Rabbanim?
Yeah, that we think they're lying. Yeah, I mean at least according to the Shmaitzer. And he ends up saying, "So by aid, by the aid." So if it's from the five women and not Nemon. So why by Seder doesn't she lose the mominess? If the mother is believed to say, I'm sorry, why is she allowed to eat truma? Why is she allowed to eat truma?
Or why is she...
Why is she allowed to eat through a month?
Why do we believe it also on her husband?
Oh. Well, who's eating through here?
What did he say? Nochamor. An eight mitzvah betzim, you're not nemon. Because dovah shebeva, you're not nemon. So the Chazal gave a special nemonus to an eight echod.
So they didn't give it to these five women. So therefore, you have the din d'oraisa and eidecho is not nem. By eid the soitim d'oraisa and eidecho is nem. So even if you're chayshish that these five women may be liars, but certainly a suffix at least, who's d'oraisa and mamish nem. So all chachamim will do is they say make it into a suffix. You have to be machmir. So that's why the ashes are al baila by soita. But she doesn't lose the tzibah.
We got to get to the tzibah in the next.
Aiden, if a woman's male under, she doesn't lose the tzibah. If you said nitma'ah, right? So she needs a get. But she doesn't get. But she's not nemel, I see the tzibah. It's called the decision you're making to be Megarita. And he asks again, why aren't they Nemon by Dovish Berzot? Where do you find that Chayshish you're lying and you're not Nemon to say Eidus? I mean, he could pass for someone to say Eidus. He didn't have Eidus at the time of this. Why assume that normally a son is kosher? What happened here? Saying it's only true because you're dealing with Hatzila with someone really that the apostle ate. So his nemonus in these cases is only an umdama. He's telling the truth. So once we're afraid he's not telling the truth, well, he's not nemonus.
This is sota. This is far of sota, do you say? By sota?
Yeah. By sota and by ego arufa, whatever the three cases are.
So this is far that. So I don't understand this. Why is this far? He's saying since it's an Eid Echad is being believed here.
See, there's a huge difference between somewhere that an Eid Echad is better believed, and they come along and say, right, not to believe. So at least look at me through my, you have to be sure it's true. But if you're dealing with where you better not believe, you cannot believe on a Dovish Abarim.
But, okay, it's Sota and Dovish Abarim. Huh? Sota? We're gonna believe her to
Soita has a posit and they rechos them.
Oh. But he seems to want to say that it's in his answer, he wants to say, well, so why
and that's why the five women are not vada, they're only suffering.
But they can't get remarried, they say they can't drink.
So you're machmir both ways.
And you're also the husband, I mean.
So you're machmir both ways. Same game by Meir Baila, the Eidechon is not believed. This is a Dovish Abarimus. He's better not believe. If I decided to believe him, they didn't give the special nemonis to these women. I'm saying by Eid Saita, you are believed. Well, you believe, then we want to take away the nemonis from the Noshim. From the Noshim that hate him. Okay,
Perikay. Why we're not worried that about the hate svara by the ksuba? Why with the ksuba we say
it's too small? The shmaita said we're not. It's too small to lie over. Yeah, it's too small to lie over. Perikay, we talk about someone that was not oimed b'nisayon and was yavar val yehorig when he was supposed to do yehorig val yavar. So in Shulchan Aruch says he's nemah to say Tvonisha Meis Baila. He's considered a kosher now. The Shmaita says, why? These are one of the things that really is Yehorg Val Yavar. So if he didn't do Yehorg Val Yavar, he violated the assay of the Mikdash himself from Israel.
First he's Hamid Aso, and then he gives Aedis, and then he comes back. Right?
I'm saying the only time you need
to puzzle someone the Eidus is an Aveira of Malkus or Mrs. Beisdin, that's only when you're Oyvah Almanas Lahachis. But if we see that you're a liar and you're willing to lie and get the Eidus, a regular Eidus, then then you puzzle Eidus. The only din that you only puzzle Eidus if you're violating an Isser, of Malchus or Mises Basin, that's when you're going to ask the Hachis. If you're either, because of Chimo, he calls it, so then everything, so then you're not, and you're puzzle Eidus. If you put any Soledus is going to be possible. It's going to be called a Russia Chomash. I'll keep saying
it. He does it for money.
So then he wants a time of an Adarabba, someone that's Nitzel and Arayas, because Yitzhak Shalodim Tokfa. So he's not going to be Mechuyim. I'm thinking if you made a Dushaker, more likely.
Yeah, this was even the rabbi, I think, as I remember, had trouble with this Sfarah here, because it's like you're saying he's honest. But the Torah says it's awesome. Or you're supposed to do it. So it's saying like the Torah told us to do something that we can't do. I just remember the Rav.
But he's not choshed lahor eidu sheker. That's the Shmaitz's point.
He's not
choshed to be made eidu sheker.
Even though he was over the Torah.
Yeah.
And something that's chayav technically. Well, it's
not chayav.
Not chayav, but basically. Right. But a schemer. That's right. A schemer.
You can't extrapolate that he would do other Averas. Not every Avera matches up in whatever draws him to the Avera. Shmaitzah then present a noida behuda that once approved you become Pasul Eidus if you don't do Yehurig Val Yaver when you're supposed to. So you become Pasul Eidus. And he has a guy from the Gemara in Ksubis from Rameyer that's talking about when the din of Yerg Val Yavlar, he's talking about the star. Rameyer says the din of Yerg Val Yavlar. So they can't say Anusim, right? Because they're making themselves into Rishon. Right? So you see, he's just a Russian, just. He wants to invite the one to say that you see your puzzle by ages. And he says, no. Maybe the cloud of Ainda Mesamatsumay Russia is even if you don't become puzzle ages. You just did something to like it in. So you can already be labeled a Russia. And Ainda Mesamatsumay Russia doesn't have to mean that you're not able to puzzle yourself by ages. This is a Kiddush. It means you're not naman to say any. You're not naman to say you did something awesome. Not that good, right, to be declared an official possible agent.
But can possible possible agents or not?
No, not al piyatsma.
Yeah.
No, information not by Russia. But there are riots that you are that you do become possible agents. Go through some sukkah midrashim with them. But then he's chayzer and he says that the Rashba's a raya that you're only that ain't in the mess of Russia is only if you become posel edus through saying what you said. That's time you did something wrong. And the reason. It's Mashman the Gemara that Rameyer doesn't hold like that is because there really is not a din of Eidus, because the Eidim have a pesha also to be Nemo, right? If you remember the Sukkah, that's the Sukkah of Tefakoyim, that the Gemara realizes that he's only Nemo because he has
because you had a migus, not real edus. When you have real edus, that can't be overridden by anything. But here you have a migus, so his demonic was coming out of migus, so we took away the migus from him. By taking a, yeah. Okay, we'll stop here.